News release. Welland Fire and Emergency Services. Welland Fire and Emergency Services, WFES, continues to inspect and enforce the Ontario Fire Code at properties across the city. Fire prevention staff recently concluded a prosecution in Provincial Offences Court that resulted in fines. In February 2024, WFES responded to the property 144 Thorold Road for a reported structure fire. Firefighters discovered smoke and fire inside the residential structure and worked quickly to extinguish the fire, with no injuries reported. A fire prevention officer, FPO, was notified to attend the scene and investigate. During the investigation, it was discovered the residents had no working smoke or carbon monoxide alarms. The FPO learned from the occupants that the property was an unlicensed short-term rental that had been leased. The occupant awoke in the middle of the night and discovered smoke inside the residence, alerting their family members to evacuate. With the absence of smoke alarms, this incident could have had a different and tragic outcome. This case underscores the critical importance of maintaining working smoke and carbon monoxide alarms in every residence, said Matt Richardson, Deputy Fire Chief. The absence of these life-saving devices both violates the Ontario Fire Code and puts lives at risk. We urge all property owners, especially those operating short-term rentals, to take fire safety seriously. Due to the absence of working smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, the FPO initiated a prosecution against the property owner. In November 2024, the owner was convicted in Provincial Offences Court and fined $25,000 including court costs pursuant to the Fire Protection and Prevention Act, FPPA. WFES advises property owners to ensure they contact and notify the city's bylaw division to register and license their property if they choose to operate a short-term rental pursuant to Welland bylaws. WFES implores all residents to make fire safety a priority. These prosecutions and fines reflect the serious risks fire safety issues pose in buildings and property.